Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite, too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Today, we're going to talk about how to deal with people who are late to meetings. Meetings. I just love meetings. No, I don't. I hate meetings. I especially hate meetings when people arrive late. It's truly maddening and it disrupts the entire flow. You need to whip them into shape for the good of the team. Also because it can be really fun to use a whip. But you need to do it in a professional manner. Be understanding. When late Lenny shows up late, how you handle it will depend on Lenny's history. If they're usually on time, then you don't necessarily have to make lateness an issue. It's entirely possible that they simply got held over in a prior meeting, or they got caught in a traffic jam, or their dog ate their homework. When the meeting's over, just ask. You showed up late. Was Fido having a low-fiber day? Canine digestion is such a delicate thing. Once, just to be a nice person, I would have also advised you to be deep in understanding, but that's so pre-social media. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, so smile nicely as you ask late Lenny about Fido. And make sure you both understand the subtext. Show up on time to the next meeting or Fido becomes the main attraction at Mrs. Lovett's meat pie shop. It truly is a dog-eat-dog world out there. You can also ask what would make it easier for them to arrive on time, and then get creative. Find ways to implement it. If they have a condition like ADHD that makes it difficult to be prompt, you could try assigning them a meeting buddy who will make sure they arrive on time. If Fido's the problem, buy them a ream of inedible paper for their homework. Let repeat offenders pay the price. Sometimes late Lenny will arrive late again and again and again. Each time they have a truly reasonable excuse. A call with our division head went longer than expected. I had to put the finishing touches on the team's progress report and send it to headquarters. My dog ate my homework. It seems Fido loved the inedible paper. Even though each incident individually is reasonable, the fact that there is some incident every time you need to meet is a problem. But it shouldn't be your problem. Next time, start the meeting on time. When your apologetic resource shows up, see, we've already dehumanized Lenny from colleague to resource, which will make hard decisions easier to make. Smile sweetly and say, "Welcome, resource," and then just go right back to the meeting. Don't bring them up to speed, don't recap, don't waste the team's time slowing down your progress just because a special someone had a good excuse. Leave it to Lenny to figure out how to recover and get back up to speed on what they missed. If someone else wants to volunteer to meet with them later, that's fine. But don't suggest it. This is a technique called letting someone deal with the consequences of their own actions. If you make it easy for them to waste everyone else's time, they'll do it. Why wouldn't they? By refusing to hold back the rest of the team to make up for their flakiness, you're pushing the consequences squarely onto the person who's mucking things up. Bribe people who are on time. One subtle way to encourage someone to be on time is to provide rewards for everyone who shows up promptly. You don't want to be obvious that this is what you're doing. Saying, "Everyone who shows up on time gets a treat," sounds a little bit too much like training a dog. People don't like to be treated like dogs. Besides, we saw what happened to Fido. Just announce that you'll be bringing donuts to the meeting. Make sure there's something for everyone, so choose the vegan, nut-free, dairy-free, low-carb, non-GMO baked donuts and bring those to the meeting. Purchase exactly as many donuts as you have attendees, and tell people that after everyone present has had one, they're free to take seconds. So when everyone but Lenny has shown up and had one, everyone will want Lenny's donut for seconds. So divide it between everyone else. Lenny will rush in with today's excuse. The rideshare couldn't drop them off because a clown car was unloading in the parking spot and it takes so long for 87 clowns to disembark from a Volkswagen Beetle. Right, whatever. That's the excuse. Just as Lenny arrives, pop the very last piece of donut into your mouth and say, apologetically,
I'm sorry we couldn't, okay, we ate all the donuts.
Yum. Their own fear of missing out will get them showing up on time next time. Punish people who are late. For extreme cases, delicious healthy donuts aren't enough motivation. You need to resort to the strategy of last resort, punishment. Now, although you can offer rewards without consulting with others, when it comes to social penalties, you need to get the whole team's buy-in. If the whole team sets the punishment, then they'll all help implement it. Ask the team what the penalty should be for latecomers. Don't mention Lenny by name, just have the group agree on a penalty. For example, whoever's more than 2 minutes late has to pay for the vegan, nut-free, dairy-free, low-carb, non-GMO baked donuts. And if you've priced health food recently, you will know how great a penalty this truly is. Next time Lenny is late, they'll feel it in their pocketbook, not just their wristwatch. And if nothing works, it's time for a serious talk. Lenny is wasting everyone's time and failing to be there to contribute when they're needed. Bring this up at their performance review and make fixing it part of their personal development plans. Or, if all else has failed and it's enough of a drag on a team, consider helping them find gainful employment elsewhere. From what I understand, Mrs. Lovett's Meat Pies is hiring. Just tell Lenny to look his best by visiting the barber upstairs before he applies for the job, and pretty soon he'll really be late Lenny. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. If you're an executive, entrepreneur, or sales professional and you need to get better at any aspect of your job, talk to me about coaching. Learn more at steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.